grasp in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, occasional rain showers in the upper 50s, mostly cloudy skies with wind gusts at 30. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered rain showers early, then partly cloudy skies overnight around 40. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers 41, and Saturday, we'll continue the isolated rain with partly sunny skies. Right now, it's 46.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. As essential workers, farmers and ranchers need quick access to the COVID-19 vaccine to ensure a stable food supply chain. Correspondent Michael Clements shares how the Farm Bureau is helping promote vaccine acceptance.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is helping farmers and ranchers and farm workers get the COVID-19 vaccine. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Allison Crittenden says they are doing so through the COVID-19 community corps.
So it's a group of organizations organized by the White House that are committed to fighting COVID-19 by promoting COVID-19 vaccination and making sure that the members of the different organizations understand the benefits and the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Crittenden says Farm Bureau is working at the grassroots level to get the word out about the importance of getting vaccinated.
We are making sure that these farmers and ranchers understand the benefits of the COVID-19 vaccine and have the appropriate tools to handle any sort of issues with vaccine hesitancy or concerns and questions about the vaccine. Through our work in the COVID Community Corps, we have all kinds of messaging available to us that we plan to share with our state farm bureaus and all of our members in order to get the word out about the importance of getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
Deemed essential workers, Crittenden says it is important those in agriculture get the vaccine as soon as possible.
Farm workers and farmers are an essential part of our critical infrastructure. They never had the option to work from home, so it's important that they have access to the vaccine to ensure that they're protected while they are still going to work each day and still farming.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And Whole Foods has started a new program to promote socially responsible sourcing of its food. The Source for Good initiative will provide tangible improvements in the farm worker lives, strengthening worker communities where products are sourced, and promoting environmental stewardship where crops are grown, the grocery retailer said. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A pro-Second Amendment bill in the state of Kansas has advanced through the Kansas State Senate yesterday afternoon as they held off acting on another one. KWCH News reports that the state Senate approved a bill allowing local school boards to approve firearm safety education programs. Under the plan, the State Board of Education would establish a standard curriculum guideline, which would include accidental prevention. The final vote on the bill in the Senate is set for today. The Senate also debated a bill yesterday lowering the legal age for carrying a concealed firearm from 21 to the age of 18. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has reported 540 new COVID-19 cases since Monday this week, along with 39 hospitalizations and 5 new deaths. At the same time, the KDHE has reported that at least 32% of the state population has received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. With the recent low turnout on COVID-19 vaccine clinics across the state, the KDHE has pushed a new campaign encouraging younger adults to schedule their appointments for the vaccine. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Kansas health officials say the state is expecting to receive significantly fewer Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines in the coming weeks. The Department of Health and Environment said yesterday that Kansas expects to receive 5,000 doses next week and 1,700 each of the last 2 weeks of April. Kansas previously expected to receive 15,800 doses during those weeks. The health department didn't give a reason for the reduction, but Johnson & Johnson had discarded 15 million doses because a batch made at the Baltimore plant didn't meet the quality standards. Vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna are expected to remain consistent in the coming weeks. In other news, conservative Republican lawmakers have tied funding for Kansas's public schools to a proposal that would allow parents of academically struggling students to use the state dollars to pay for private schooling. Republican negotiators for the state House and Senate yesterday drafted the final version of the legislation that would set up educational saving accounts for students who are at risk of failing in public schools. The measure is part of an educational bill that also includes Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's proposal to provide $5.2 billion in state aid to public schools. Mid-America Network News.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Local governments that want to get a boost in property tax revenue would have to send postcards to notify all of their taxpayers and hold a standalone public hearing where residents could voice their opinion under a bill backed by Nebraska lawmakers. Lawmakers gave the measure first round approval yesterday with a 36-1 vote. The bill would apply to cities, counties, school districts, and community colleges that want to collect more tax revenue than they did in the previous year. It comes as Nebraska lawmakers attempt to clamp down on rising property taxes, a frequent complaint among the state's residents. Other legislative news, court fees that help pay for Nebraska judge retirement benefits could double from $6 to $12 by 2025 under a bill advanced by state lawmakers. Lawmakers gave the measure first round approval with a 35-5 vote despite criticism from some senators. Two additional votes are required before the bill goes to Governor Pete Ricketts for his signature. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Investigation into the death of two victims reportedly found at a rural residence 2 miles northwest of Blue Springs Tuesday morning continues. This has been ruled a murder-suicide. Authorities were reportedly called to the north side of East Oak Road shortly after 10 a.m. with a report that a man had suffered a gunshot wound. He may have been outside with a woman inside, and both were apparent victims. Investigators found 49-year-old Jason Arnold and 40-year-old Brooke Cook, both of Blue Springs, dead when they arrived. The State Patrol says Arnold had a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The case is being identified as a murder-suicide. Again, the victims, Jason Arnold, age 49, and Brooke Cook, age 40. Marshall County Health Department reminds residents of the follow-up mass vaccination day, Thursday, April 8th, 6:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. at the historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville. This is only for those people who will be getting their second dose of Pfizer vaccine. Over 800 residents received a first dose March 11th. Park on the west side, enter through the west door. A drive-through lane will be provided on the east side of the depot for those who cannot walk into the clinic. A reminder, this clinic is for booster number 2 shots only. Thursday, 6:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Please bring your white COVID vaccine card with you. Contact the Marshall County Health Department or CMH in Marysville if you need additional information. A COVID-related hospitalization was reported Friday in Marshall County, believed to be the first since March 8th. The public is further reminded that Phase 5 for the general population 18 years and older is now open. You're asked to call the CMH hotline at 562-4474 to get your name on the vaccine list to gauge how much vaccine is needed to meet the needs of the community. Also for those in Phases 1 through 4 that did not get vaccinated earlier, contact the Marshall County Health Department or CMH for a vaccine appointment. Some 1,800 doses have been administered in Washington County, with over 1,000 first doses and 700-plus follow-ups, as well as some 100 single shots. Anyone age 16 or older is now eligible, but an appointment call is requested through the Washington County Health Department. Washington County also reports a single case of COVID-19 locally as of this week. The Marshall County Conservation District is taking applications for the Kansas Reservoir Protection Initiative Cost Share Program, providing financial assistance to landowners in priority watersheds to implement sediment-reducing conservation practices to enhance efforts above federal reservoirs where water supply storage is impacted by sedimentation. Tuttle Creek Reservoir is among those targeted, where 49% of water supply storage has been lost to sedimentation. The Kansas Reservoir System is critical infrastructure during both flood and drought and is being diminished over time. The initiative provides an opportunity for producers above some key federal reservoirs to improve their land while benefiting downstream water resources. Landowners interested in participating are encouraged to contact the Marshall County Conservation District at 562-5343, extension 3. Many sediment-reducing conservation practices are eligible through the initiative. However, projects focusing on cover crops, large gully repair, reduced tillage, and nutrient management are highly encouraged. Applications for the initial round of funding will be accepted through April 15th. It's not guaranteed adequate funding will be available to provide financial assistance to all eligible applications. Additional details are available online through the Kansas Water Office website at kwl.ks.gov. Or again, contact the Marshall County Conservation District office at 562-5343, extension 3. The 61st Annual Quality Beef Day will be held Saturday, April 10th, and has been relocated to the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. No entry fees, but online pre-entries are highly encouraged. Contact the Extension office for additional details. There will be a judging contest. Check in at 7 a.m., judging contest at 9. The show begins at 10, Saturday at the Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Brooke N. Cook, age 40, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Interment in the Zion Lutheran Cemetery near Harbine. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Brooke Cook. Jason J. Arnold, age 49, of Blue Springs, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Jason Arnold.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
RX Drugstore Marysville announces new store hours effective April 15th, Monday through Friday, 8:30 till 5:30, Saturdays, 8:30 till noon. If you can't make it in, call for arrangements. Free in-town delivery to Marysville and Frankfort from RX Drugstore with new store hours effective April 15th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this low-pressure system spinning across the central upper parts of the Midwest with an upper-level low right over it. That's causing it to move very, very slowly across the area. This is going to continue to bring in some scattered rain showers as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. Finally, the system will move out of here. We'll see one day of kind of quiet, sunny skies before another system, a cold front, will move through Friday night into Saturday, bringing more chances for some rain showers. Otherwise, it looks like as we into Sunday, early parts of next week, we'll see dry weather with mostly sunny skies. So across the area, rain showers becoming more scattered this afternoon in the upper 50s. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered rain showers and partly cloudy skies, lows around 40. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, 41, and Saturday, isolated rain. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-April, 65, record high on this date, 91, the average low, 38, and the record low is 14. Sunset this evening, 7:57, sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m. Our two-day rainfall total, just at an inch of rain here at the studios, three-quarter inch of that the past 24 hours.
It's a day for animal lovers and also a great time to get out into the garden. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 8th, the 98th day of the year. The actress famous for playing Jenna in Forrest Gump, Robin Wright Penn, was born on this day in 1966. If you're planning on below-ground crops such as carrots, beets, and turnips, today and tomorrow are the best days of the month to get them in the ground, according to the moon sign. It's also National Zoo Lovers Day, when people of all ages are encouraged to get out and support their local zoo. The Vienna Zoo in Austria is the world's oldest zoo, which opened in 1765. There are 355 zoos here in the U.S., with more than 175 million visitors every year. The San Diego Zoo alone has 3.2 million visitors annually. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history online at almanac.com.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Jose Ramirez's second two-run homer of the game snapped a tie in the eighth inning and sent the Cleveland Indians to a 4-2 win over the Kansas City Royals after Cy Young winner Shane Bieber struck out 12. Ramirez's one-out shot off Greg Holland gave the Indians their first home win in 2021 after they were shut out Monday. Earlier, Ramirez connected for a two-run homer in the sixth. Bieber allowed just 3 hits in 6 1/3 innings. He struck out at least 8 in 14 straight starts. Salvador Perez homered for the Royals. Royals back in action this afternoon as they'll meet up with the Chicago White Sox. First pitch is set for 3:10. Official word out of California that Tiger Woods was speeding when he crashed his SUV in February. Authorities say he was going 84 to 87 miles an hour downhill in a 45 mile per hour zone. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday sports headlines here on the Mid-America Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, K-Clan. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of K-Clan informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Arizona had stuck by men's basketball coach Sean Miller through an NCAA infractions investigation that stretched nearly 4 years. When the school didn't extend his contract beyond next season, it became clear a decision would need to be made. Well, that wait came to an end yesterday when the school announced Miller was leaving after 12 seasons, and associate head coach Jack Murphy will serve as interim head coach. Miller and the Wildcats have been in the NCAA's crosshairs since being ensnared in a 2017 FBI investigation into shady recruiting practices. Less than a month removed from a March 16th surgery following a fall that left him with a dislocated right kneecap and damaged ligament, Brooks Koepka is at Augusta National. The Masters tournament getting underway today. Koepka hasn't played a tournament since February. He has missed 3 majors over the last 5 years, including the Masters in 2018, while recovering from a wrist surgery. Masters play begins today and is televised on ESPN. Mid-America Network Sports.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Stop. Don't smash that insect. Take a closer look. It may be one of the beneficial insects helping keep garden pests under control. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The soldier beetle is one such insect. This elongated beetle is about a half inch long and can be yellow to red with brown or black leathery wings. The immature soldier beetle larval stage is long, slender, and worm-like. Both the adults and larvae feed on other insects. The adult beetles eat caterpillars and soft-bodied insects like aphids. They also feed on nectar and pollen, but do not harm the plants. The larvae reside in the soil and feed on soil organisms and occasionally plant roots, but their feeding is not a threat to the plant's health. Attract these good guys to the garden by planting goldenrod, dill, milkweed, and yarrow, and eliminate or limit your use of pesticides that can kill the beneficial soldier beetles. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Just about every farmstead had one at one time. Many remain, although few still perform the tasks they were originally built to do. That doesn't mean they aren't important, though. We take a look back on this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. You may not have realized that something we might see just about every day is about 900 years old now.
Windmills go back a long way, really back to the 1100s in England, when the first grain-grinding windmills were built back there. When the Europeans came to America, they built that same type of windmill up and down the East Coast.
Coy Harris is executive director of the American Windmill Museum in Lubbock, Texas. When you think of windmills in Europe, you perhaps think of Holland. But they were not the first.
Well, England at least had 10,000 grain-grinding windmills. Holland picked up from there, and they're all over the place in Europe.
However, there's a reason we associate those huge old windmills with the country of Holland. They needed them for a very important reason.
Holland had a special need for moving water so that they could move water out of their agricultural land and dump it back in the ocean. And the windmills did that, did a very good job of it, too.
When those first Europeans came to this continent, the windmills were not far behind.
We have the windmill that came from the site of the very first windmill in America, which was built in 1621 in Virginia.
Today, we may associate windmills with pumping water for livestock, but it was many years before that use was developed here.
The early windmills were grain grinders. Some of them did work, like they could drive machinery and whatnot, but it wasn't until 1856 that a New England man built the very first self-governing water-pumping windmill. And he built one that would take care of itself. You could stand out in the back 40 somewhere. You didn't have to go out there and shut it off manually. It would take care of itself because it was self-governing.
This is a really amazing museum with hundreds of windmills that span years and continents. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a real estate and household auction for the Darrell and Marjorie Cudney estate Saturday, April 10th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. west of Marysville at 1183 Highway 77. Selling a 2013 Cub Cadet 23-horse, 48-inch riding mower, 1949 Ford 8-inch tractor, several tables with chairs. Collectibles include an oak buffet, china cabinet, steamer trunk, 5-gallon Red Wing crock, painted 5-foot cabinet, decorative plates, glassware and miscellaneous, a small chest freezer, 2- and 4-drawer file cabinets, long-handled tools, a leaf blower, and miscellaneous. Real estate selling at noon is a ranch-style one-bedroom, 1 1/2 bath home with attached 2-car garage, full basement, 3 other outbuildings that sits on approximately 8 acres of a private wooded area along Highway 77 just west of Marysville. For inspection or details, contact Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. This real estate and household auction for Darrell and Marjorie Cudney Estate Saturday begins at 10 a.m. at 1183 Highway 77. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Have a fabulous flower garden in the spring, but what about the rest of the year? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Design a flower bed for all seasons with color, texture, and size as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Find
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Candy store when spring comes and the garden centers are open. All too often I bring home a flowering plant that catches my eye and put it in the ground without thinking of how it will look in the grand scheme of things. Martha Smith is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Illinois. She says most of us have lots of blooms in the spring, but summer and fall can be a little sparse. The best way to plan for visual interest through the year is by having a theme for your garden.
Maybe a prairie planting or a cottage garden to accent your property. Maybe you want to attract hummingbirds. Your design goal will strongly influence your plant choices, and it's going to help you stay focused. And it's going to prevent you from getting into what I call that hodgepodge zone, where it's just a mix.
Be sure to include foliage color in your overall design because it can pull the garden through when nothing else is blooming. Think outside the box beyond annuals and perennials and add small woody ornamentals to the garden, such as crabapples and service berries. They have flowers in spring, fruit in summer, and colorful leaves in the fall. How you arrange the plantings also makes a difference.
One rule that seems to be easy to follow, short plants in the front, tall plants in the back. So design for mature height and width. Another general statement to help guide your plant selection is group plants with similar needs. Put sun-loving plants in a sun garden. Put shade plants in a shade garden. Think about the needs.
Even winter can have some visual appeal when you don't cut back the dried flowers and ornamental grasses. Learn more about flower gardening for all seasons at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on.
We share as we tarry.
There is just something about the scent of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies. And now that my daughters are getting older, they're taking over the cookie baking, which means we've had a couple of burnt batches around here. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. When you burn a batch of cookies, well, you can simply throw them out. But what do you do when your finances take a turn? The best way to deal with a financial emergency is to make sure you're prepared beforehand. You might not see a major car repair or a hospital bill coming, but if your finances are in order, you'll be in a better place to handle those expenses. A great way to combat life's curveballs is to save a little each month. This might mean setting up an emergency savings account, one that's outside of your day-to-day savings. It will help keep you from being tempted to spend money on non-emergencies. Remember, God has a purpose for your life, and you can use your finances as a tool to live out that purpose, even when things feel uncertain.
Soybeans help preserve and extend the life of paved roadways. That story today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't sacrifice precise seed placement for speed this planting season. Get Ag Leader's Sure Speed planting system with SureForce hydraulic downforce. Not feeling the need for speed? Ag Leader also has a range of planting technology that's sure to meet the individual needs of your operation. Level up your planting this year. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Ag Leader, technology that works for you. The product is Replay, agricultural oil seal and preservation agent. Replay for short. In a 5-year test of Replay conducted on residential streets in the city of Hutchinson, Minnesota, the product did a better job at lower costs than traditional methods of road repair and maintenance. And according to Dr. Jim Gossi of Minnesota's Agricultural Utilization and Research Institute, it's a greener alternative.
Green cities or green city programs can experience longer lasting roads, which are more environmentally friendly, as well as bio-based products offering green alternatives to petroleum products in use today. These bio-based products can also have a significant carbon reduction score for communities looking to decrease their carbon footprint, with the bio-based product highlighted here today, Replay, having a negative carbon intensity score can really contribute to a city's overall plan.
Replay is made from soybean oil. Gossi says the study showed the product extended the 20-year service life of a Minnesota road surface from 3 to 11 years.
The Public Transportation Agency is looking to review an additional component in their preservation strategy can have confidence in predicting the financial benefit for asphalt preservation with Replay.
Learn more at biospantech.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network. The United Soybean Board is working to improve protein content and quality of U.S. soybean meal. Animal agriculture is the number one consumer of United States soybean meal, a critical customer for U.S. soybean farmers, according to South Dakota farmer and USB farmer leader David Iverson.
97% of the U.S. soybean meal is fed to animal agriculture. That may be in chickens, turkey, pigs, or fish. So it's extremely important to know what those end users are wanting. And that's where the United Soybean Board is continually working to improve the product of the U.S. soybean.
Iverson says it's essential that farmers meet customers' expectations and end users are asking for a sustainable soybean. Soil temperature reports brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online, KSCorn.com. Well, cooler nights have taken a toll on our soil temperatures both in Kansas and in Oklahoma. In northwest Kansas, 46 to 49 degrees, a 2-inch soil temperature. Southwest Kansas, a couple of degrees warmer at 49 to 51 degrees. And in central and south central Kansas, still holding on there, 50 to 53 degrees in central and south central Kansas, 49 to 52 degrees in northeastern Kansas. In Oklahoma, central and eastern Oklahoma, still pleasantly warm at a 2-inch depth, 55 to 59 degrees. However, the Panhandle and far northwest Oklahoma have taken a bit of a hit as well. Panhandle and northwest Oklahoma checks in at 51 to 53 degrees. So those cooler nighttime temperatures the last few nights have taken a bit of a toll on our soil temperatures, unfortunately. Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to minimum balance. Would approve credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4th.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, Met Guard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers in for Ryan Martin with this market update. As we were choppy in the grains but higher in the livestock on this Wednesday, new corn crop futures were fractionally higher. Old crop, though, was widening the spread as well. Now, the U.S. Ag Attaché estimates Brazilian corn production 105 million metric tons, unchanged, though, from the last estimate, but 4 million metric tons below the official USDA forecast that was given back in March, citing some widespread planting delays on that second crop. AgroConsult estimates a 3.6% yield hit for the second corn crop in Brazil, citing the Mato Grosso's 38% of the crops were past the ideal climate window. Mixed in the soy complex, soybeans, though, were a little weaker. We did see the census data shows meal and oil, well over 1 million metric tons were shipped during the month of February, slight decrease in both for the month. The wheat trade gaining a little ground as we saw the Kansas City wheat, 8 to 8.5 cents stronger, spring wheat up 1.25 to 5 cents in some areas. Ahead of the report, traders expect USDA to show 10.1 million bushel increase in domestic wheat stocks. World stocks estimated 301.7 million metric tons. Cattle complex, as we said, a little higher. Back months trading higher as well. The feeder cattle exchange auction sold about 3,400 head in this weekly sale. Box beef also continues to climb. And the pork trade as well, they are higher, up triple digits on this Wednesday. That is a market update. In for Ryan Martin, I'm Ken Rogers from AgView.net.
Find your next herd sire at Herbster Angus Farms. Join them Monday, April 12th for the 10th annual Top Cut Herbster Angus Farms Bull and Female Sale at Marysville Livestock Auction. Herbster Angus Farms bulls have been vetted for performance, structural soundness, carcass quality, and their ability to improve your next generation, both in the pasture and on the rail. Visit HerbsterAngusFarms.com for more information. And join them Monday, April 12th. Sale begins at 1 at Marysville Livestock.
A soil test is an important tool in managing profitability. However, there are a few key components to getting the soil test right on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher low capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to get.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Soil nutrients and other values in your field is critical for making the right decisions on fertilizer application. Soil test recommendations are calibrated to a certain depth, so time your sampling for accuracy. Wet or very dry soils can make it tough to pull out cores by hand and result in an uneven sampling depth. Dan Kaiser is an extension nutrient management specialist at the University of Minnesota. He says the size of an area to sample depends on the variability of the field. It's also important to take enough cores.
And this is one of the things that we see a lot of corners being cut on just because of time. One of the issues we see with imposing a significant amount of variability comes with taking too few cores. Typically, we see 6 to maybe 8 cores taken per sample. What we really like to see to get a good average is more like 10 to 15. And really over 15, there's really not much of an advantage at that given point.
Avoid testing fields too soon after applying fertilizer or manure. This can lead to severely inflated results and overestimate the availability of nutrients.
With manure, it's a bigger issue. If, say, we applied it one fall, I wouldn't really want to take that sample until the next fall, until you've had one cropping year between that fertilizer application and when that soil sample is taken. That just gives it time to react, gives it time to start to stabilize where you get a more accurate result.
There are many options for having your soil analyzed. Look for those that provide relevant data for your area. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for soil sampling at agriculture.com.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Nice double-digit gains for corn and for Kansas City wheat. Well, we're seeing soybeans trying to rally, too. May soybeans up 8.5 at 14.17 and a quarter. July beans up 8 at 14.11. And we're seeing some struggles with soybean meal. May is down $1.60 at 407.50. July is down 80 cents at 410.60. So soy meal is a bit of a sticking point. But soy oil is doing well. May is up 55 points at 53.40. July is up 48 points at 51.48. So all in all, a strong day for the soy complex with the exception of meal. And ahead of the USDA reports tomorrow, looking at some strong positives for corn and wheat. May corn is up 21 at 581.5. July is up 7. 17 and a quarter at 563 and a quarter. May Kansas City wheat is up 14 and a quarter at 577 and a half. July KC wheat is up 14 and three quarters at 584 and three quarters. We're seeing double digit gains in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat as well. So a strong day so far for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. Cotton is on a tear as well. May cotton is up 216 at 81.66. July is up 203 at 82.87. So nice positives for cotton. In the livestock complex, live cattle are mixed. Feeder cattle are mostly lower and hogs are fairly strong. April live cattle up 90 at 123.97. June down 12 though at 125.15. The back months are mixed. April feeders down 92 at 146.70. May feeders down 127 at 151.40. So hopefully we'll be able to turn that around before we get to the end of the day, but there isn't much time, so I don't know that I'd hold my breath. April hogs up 50 at 103.37, while May hogs are up 65 at 105.10, and all the back months are fairly strong. Mixed numbers in the livestock complex. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Keeping soil healthy is important to your crop. When you're ready to till the ground, Abilene Machine has the parts you need to get it done. They stock a full line of tillage parts, including coulter blades, soil saver mold boards and blades, chisel plow points, field cultivator sweeps, and much more. And as always, Abilene Machine's parts are manufactured to exact standards, and you'll be receiving the highest quality parts available. Order online at AbileneMachine.com or call 800-255-0337.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
On April 9th, Edgewood Hotel and Suites honors the courageous men and women who endured brutal treatment at the hands of captors in 1942. We salute your incredible endurance and faith. From Edgewood Hotel and Suites in Fairbury, hot and cold buffet for breakfast, indoor pool, and fitness center.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.